the balance is learning enough about the neuroscience so that you understand what the researcher is trying to do, trying to achieve. But you really can't be expected to become an expert in each of several areas. So you've got to also keep to doing what you're good at doing, which is the MR science, and marry the two together. So it is a balancing act where you certainly do have to know what the details of the latest theories are in Huntington's disease or in stroke. What do people want to do? Because you have to help the researchers do it. I think it's also often a very personal relationship that you have with the other investigators, and that obviously helps when you can form that trust. It really is a matter of trusting each other that you both get rewarded for doing the work. Physicists have often looked at us as being not quite scientists, being medical physicists, and I think that is from a generation or two ago when we were looked at people that looked after the safety in hospitals. And when new big machines, expensive machines, started appearing in hospitals designed by physicists, the first CT scanners, the first MRI scanners, I think that was a real jolt to physicists because, you know, it was seen that we really were applied physicists at the cutting edge of doing something for mankind.